IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, we express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, the princess of the ladies of both worlds. This is the wording of Prophet Muhammad about Lady Fatima al-Zahra. When we take a look at the short life, about 18, sometimes to 20 years old, of the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, we could see that this short life had so many lessons for all the people. Even after so many years, 14 centuries has passed, but still Lady Fatima al-Zahra is a role model, not only for Muslims, but the non-Muslims. And it's really interesting to know that the name Fatima, the girl named Fatima, is the most frequent female name selected from among, we can say, selected from among the Islamic terminology for all the people. From Cordoba to Spain to, France, new converts who convert to the religion of Islam. Well, one of the three important priorities, choosing and selecting for the girl's name or changing their names from a Christian one to the Islamic one is Fatima. And this shows the significance of this character, in Islam. Today we want to talk about the priorities of Hazrat Fatima's life. How he acted in life and what were her most important selections in life regarding lifestyle, ethics, religion, politics, social justice, and so on. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi al-Tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha wa sirr al-mustawda'i fiha bi'adadi ma'a hatabhi ilmuk. Yeah, when it comes to Lady Fatima salamullahi alayha, we see that she played a very great role in the history of Islam. Because her lifestyle is a kind of exemplary lifestyle for all the Muslims, not only Muslims, even non-Muslims. Because at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was a great daughter for her father. That sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named her as mother of her father.
Umm Abiha.
Yeah, because of what? It was because of this that Lady Zahra salamullah alayha always was taking care of the Holy Prophet, looking after of the Holy Prophet, providing the Prophet whatever he needed. For example, when he wanted to go for the prayer, it said that Lady Zahra helped him, bringing him the water to make wudu or give him the stick to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sometimes the abba or the clothing, this kind of things, or amama, this sort of things. And she was very much kind to the Prophet.
The daughter, the caretaker, daughter of the father.
And also, from the other hand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever Lady Zahra entered in a place where the Prophet was there, it is said it is narrated about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he stood up and moved towards the door and kissed the hand of Lady Zahra and bring her sitting in
next
the
to
place
her, next to him. That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes to his place.
Yes.
So this kind of respect that he gave to the Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, and that kind of love and kindness that he received from Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, it shows that Lady Zahra at the time of the Holy Prophet was a great exemplary kind of daughter.
Yes.
For a father.
Because she was respected by Allah subhanahu
wa
ta'ala.
Yeah.
By the direct order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Lady Khadija was going to conceive.
Yeah.
Lady Fatima, there were some prerequisites put for him.
Yeah.
Fast for 40 days. Do not eat from this and that. Only eat this and that. And And really understand the holy birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra.
And when you go back to her birth, when her mother, Lady Khadija Salamullah alayha, gave birth to Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, it is said that at that time, there was a kind of sanction hold against Lady, against Prophet and against Lady Khadija by the people of Mecca.
Yes.
And Lady Khadija Salamullah alayha was alone in the house. Yes. And no one, no women were there to help her. That's why it's said that in our narration, it is mentioned that when Lady Khadija Salamullah alayha gave birth to Lady Zahra, then four heavenly women came and helped Khadija Salamullah alayha. It was Maryam Salamullah alayha, Asiya. Four women, and now I cannot remember the name of those ladies. So these four heavenly women came to the house of the Holy Prophet and helped Khadija Salamullah alayha to give birth to Lady Zahra. So her birth is a kind of special, a very unique kind of birth. And then when it comes to as a daughter of the Prophet, she was a great daughter to the Prophet. And when and it comes to be a mother to Hassan, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, and Umm Kulthum salamullah alayha, all these children, each one of them, we can say, are the perfect or in the most highest level of values, these people. And when it comes to be a wife to her husband, such as Amir al-Mu'min, first of all, only Lady Zahra was the lady that could be like what we can say.
The nice companion to...
Yeah.
And the match.
Yeah, the match to the Amir al-Mu'minin.
And sometimes they say vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was the daughter of Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
And the, we can't say the only... we can't say Fatima to Zahra.
Yeah,
and he was the best match.
Yeah, yes, that's why when Lady Zahra, according to the narrations, according to the historians, when Lady Zahra salamullah alayha was martyred, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein came to the mosque and told Amir al-Mu'minin that his mother died.
Yes.
It is said that Amir al-Mu'minin could not
stand
and going towards his house,
Yes.
Because he felt lots of sadness, we can say pain in his heart.
Yes.
Because he knew well that what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, because death or martyrdom of Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha had lots of signs, for Amir al-Mu'minin.
The best supporter of Amir al-Mu'minin, Lady Fatima.
That what will happen in the future, because from that time we can predict that what will happen to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Lady Zainab Salamullah alayha. Okay. If Zahra is treated in that way, so you can you can understand that the Karbala would happen.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's why
she
I think the Lady Zahra
was credit. That's right. A credit to the society on that time. So many people after the demise of Prophet Muhammad referred to Lady Fatima al-Zahra to solve the problems, to ask the religious questions. She was a faqiha, you know. You cannot believe that at the age of 18, so many people referred to the caliphs of that time, the great old men of the tribes, to ask the religious question on Islamic laws. But Lady Fatima, how is it possible? That's all right. Even changing the look at the women of the society on that time, showing her high ranks. Okay, what other priorities she had in life, in her short life, Brother Muhammad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to emphasize in the points that you were mentioning, I was just pondering on the inception of her birth.
Yes.
It was very lovely, as a matter of fact, and when I just give it a small thought, you realize that all the great personalities, they had a birth like none other.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Imam Ali, he had a birth in the Kaaba. Look at the Prophet himself, the birth he had. Look at the Lady Fatima, the birth. They were very holistic. Their birth were spiritual. They gave importance in the conceiving of the embryo.
Yes,
if you look on the opposite side, the killers are these same people. Shajaratun tayyiba and shajaratun khabitha. This is the embodiment, right? You know, the beautiful tree, the most holistic and the most spiritual tree, is being destroyed and it's being annihilated by the worst of the worst of the people. Why? Look at their birth.
Even the heavenly food that was consumed.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Look at their birth.
Yes.
That's why it's very important. We give importance to the to our family structure. To we make sure this is what I think the first lesson we take from the life of Lady Zahra is that we give importance to our family structure.
Yes.
And even taking one step before that conception, in the ziyarat of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, if you look at the first phrase that is mentioned, Ya mumtahanatum tahanaki Allah alladhi khalaqaki qabla an yakhluqa.
Yes.
Fawajadaki limamtahanaki sabira.
Yes.
Oh, one who was examined And while God was examining you, he saw you very patient.
Yes.
Meaning that this person from the inception of the creation was an extraordinary person.
Yes.
And that's why we see in her lifetime, she never was thinking about herself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everything was someone else.
Mm-hmm.
She was very selfless to her. To her family, to her people, to her father. Umma abiha, meaning what?
Mm.
A daughter is never a mother to the father, but she was like a mother to her father.
Yes.
She was so selfless,
yes, yes.
Right? You know, daughters normally when they say, oh, daddy, give me this, daddy, give me that.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers don't do that. That's why the Prophet called her my mother.
Yes.
Meaning what? Meaning that she took care of him as if she was. If you look at her, the supplications she made during the nights, she would say, Al-jar thumma dar.
Yes.
Neighbor and then our house.
First neighbor than me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Meaning she was so selfless.
Yes.
After the Prophet came to the house of Lady Fatima, mm-hmm. he saw her in a very intense work.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't bear it. He shed tears right there. You know, see your own daughter, you know, a very young age, and she's working that hard for the house. The Prophet asked Fatima, the doors of heaven are open. Ask whatever you want to ask. Now, if it was for me and you, at least I can say for myself, I'd definitely ask for many things.
Yes.
Lady Fatima says, anything? Yes, anything.
Yes.
She says, give me the privilege of doing shafa'ah of my own people, of my Shias. Meaning what? She's not thinking about herself.
Yes.
Even when all the treasures are open for us, she's thinking about the people. She's so selfless. Even behind the door, I can tell you. Even behind the door when she was about to be martyred, she wasn't thinking about herself. She was thinking about her husband Ali.
Just look how much emphasis in the Holy Quran is constantly given to some of the good behaviors of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and Imam Ali alayhi salam. We know all the story of three-day consecutive fasting, you know, and then giving away, you know, in the way of Allah and charity, you know, their breakfast into the poor, orphan, the captive on the way, Al-Asir, who was not even a Muslim.
Mm.
Or for example, the revelation of Surah Al-Kawthar, you know?
Yeah.
You know? That's all right. They mocked Prophet Muhammad for not having child, but now Allah
Kawthar.
Allah blessed him with the best of the best of the women of the world.
Yeah. Fakhr al-Razi, he has a interpretation about this Kawthar. He says there is no, because you know there were many other scholars who came and they wanted to bring in other interpretations of Kawthar,
this
and that, but Fakhr al-Razi
being
one of the greatest scholars of Islam, one of the very prominent Sunni scholars, who was revered not only by the Sunnis but also by the Shia, he mentions in his tafsir there is no other way that this means anything other than Fatima. Look at the progeny of Fatima. They tried to call the Prophet up to they try to annihilate his progeny, but there is no corner of the world you will not find the progeny of. Even if it's not the direct progeny, you would find progeny either through the daughter or the son, even if not that, footsteps of Lady Fatima are there.
The mother of the best of the progeny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. Thank you much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها